K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, it's been a minute. Eddie Greer III checking in on this Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, the Purple Project Podcast is all about the world of K-State sports. Well, not necessarily the world, but the community, the University of Sports Athletics around K-State University back in Manhattan, Kansas. I am coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this early Tuesday morning. And to remind y'all, we did record bonus content on the bonus channel, which is the... Am I repeating myself here? Or is that the echo here? But anyways, sorry, a random AD moment. Me and Alex did record a bonus pod last night. It will be up at some point this afternoon, few hours prior to, there's a lot of things going on this week here that we will get you caught up at some point as we continue to move on here. It's still early in the week as we are in the second half of the month of March here. And it is March Madness here. And so, okay, so today, we're going to start on the K-State baseball side of things because me and Alex did talk about basketball in that bonus content there, so make sure you be out look out for it. It will be under my name, Eddie Greer, on Podbean. You can only hear that on Podbean, so I'll have that posted around lunchtime so you guys can go ahead and check that out and give that a listen there as well. So, but for the main channel here, for iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, and some other sort of podcasting sources. This will be up around that same time as well. But yeah, baseball, they're going to be heading to Wichita State. Anybody can get this switched around. Yeah, they're going to be, after sweeping Missouri State over the weekend, they hit the road down south to the other neighbors down there, Wichita State, for their yearly annual battle here tonight. Not here, but down there in Wichita at 6. Down there at X Stadium. First pitch is to be started just after 6 there. And so it looks like the starting pitching matchup is already lined up here. Right-hander Andrew Evans, second start tonight. He comes in this matchup 3-1. And of course, on the other side for the Wichita State, you have Tyler Dobbs, who's also coming in his match with only one loss there as well at 4-1. The Cats, we have not talked about them since the last time we talked on the podcast, which is actually was Friday, actually. Make sure you checked out the latest episode there as well. I feel like I'm echoing in here for whatever reason, but it just sounds like it. But anyways, get you guys caught up. K-State baseball is currently... They start out the year 24th ranking in the country, right? So they're now, 13-6? Yeah, 13-6. Got on the paper here. 13-6 coming into the night. We'll see what happens down there. And they did lose. Last time we talked about them in a little bit more in depth. Tennessee, Clemson, they lost both of those matchups there. They did beat Cincinnati in a 3-game series, 2-1. And they just come out of a sweep against Missouri State. So another test for this team. Can they beat an infuriating opponent like Wichita State Shockers there as well? And also the Shockers, I'm double checking here. I think they're also, yeah, that's, so you're going to have a pair of 13-6 teams getting after each other on diamond tonight. And then you have the men's basketball team going to be traveling to Iowa City, or they're probably already there, as we record this podcast, getting ready for their first round NIT against a high-powered offense, Iowa Hawkeyes. So I'm not going to make a prediction on that because all year on the road, K-State men's basketball, they have not been pretty at times on the road. Talking about basketball. My basketball stuff. So we'll see what happens on that side. And yeah, and NIT men's basketball did not make it to the tournament. The women did. They'll be playing Thursday afternoon in Bremen's Coliseum, hosting the first couple of home Well, not home. Better not say that because it's one and done. But a couple of the first couple of rounds in Manhattan, Kansas. That's huge for the women's basketball team. Congratulations to Jeff Mini and his coaching staff and the players for a wonderful job this year on the women's side to get. They deserved it. And on that bonus podcast, and oh, by the way, men's basketball game, K-State, Iowa, that's also at 6 tonight as well. So, yeah, again, a lot of things going on happening. All at the same time tonight, you have K-State baseball down at Wichita State. And then if I could get back in more of a podcast rhythm here, maybe a postcast from both, we'll see. We'll see. Women's basketball, there will definitely be a postcast Thursday. I'll be heading out of town on Friday. So there definitely will not be a podcast this weekend coming out of the Pro Project Podcast stable. So I will tell you that right now. But I might give you kind of a heads, depending on what women's basketball does and the men do. We'll see. Again, we'll see. I'll probably do a big episode on Thursday. And yeah, we'll be back Monday for sure on that. But yeah, because I'm going to tell you that right now. I'll be out of town Friday. Won't come back till Sunday afternoon-ish. Maybe early Saturday afternoon. I don't know. Depends on what the schedule is, what my schedule is like on Sunday morning. I know we're going to be maybe doing some running, possibly, or some sightseeing, maybe. But yeah, so definitely there on that side of the coin there as well. So I can tell you that right now, there will be no episodes coming out this weekend due to me being out of town for this weekend. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there coming up. But yeah, women's basketball, that is what? Thursday afternoon in Bramus Coliseum, K-State Nation. Grabby Gregory, again, calling out, well, not in a bad way, but calling out all K-State Nation to show up. It'll be pretty sweet. I mean, we see some pretty sweet crowds this year for the ladies, and rightfully so, okay? Right? So, it would be awesome to see that place packed. It's pretty much a playoff game because you win, you advance. And if K-State can get past Portland, which is their first round opponent, 21-12. Again, me and Alex talk a little bit more in depth on a bonus episode, which will be published around lunchtime. So, and that is again is on the bonus channel, only on Podbean under my name Eddie Greer. You'll find that EDDIEGRIER. Make sure you go check it out. So I'm in preaching that. So go over there. This podcast will go up first, and then that will follow probably a little bit just after lunchtime there as well. So I'll definitely get my head on straight and get that posted there for you guys, K-State Nation. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, third, checking in from Kansas City, Missouri there. Yeah, K-State baseball swept Missouri State there in women's golf. If I read this, I'm going to go ahead and just briefly mention that women's golf, K-State women's golf, finished in the top 10, finished 7th exactly at the Mountain View Collegiate over the weekend as well as Carla Barnett continues to shine, the Tulane transfer leading the way for K-State women's golf there once again. And K-State women's tennis is back in there losing ways, unfortunately. They dropped their latest conference match to TCU 4-1 here, and I'm going to go to Carla Barnett for just a second here as I switch my screen over to golf here. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Carla Barnett, third overall with a 7 under par, 209. Final round, 3 under par, 69. She's the real deal, and I've talked about her a lot on this podcast when it comes to golf, really going dating back to the summer when she transferred over there in Stuberg, head coach of this women's golf team there as well. So, but also we got to give kudos. Let's see, Haley Vargas, second K-Stater there, turned into two under par as well. So Haley Vargas, who made the NCAA tournament last year in women's golf. Haley Vargas continuing to do some good things as well. She's getting undershine a little bit thanks to the rightfully good play of Carla Burnett all season long to this point, but Haley Vargas turned into a had a good performance over the weekend as well. Excuse me. Napua Glossner finished 27th overall. I'm trying to see where Haley Vargas was at here. I can't see where she was overall. Yeah, she finished 15th. Yeah, that I have here. Noah Van Beek, 57th place. Gabrielle McNelly. Let's see. Cannot find her. But Julia Bellister Barrio, tied for 65th place there overall. And, oh, so McNelly, 81st overall there for her as well. So we haven't had a chance to talk much about women's golf either, but that's just a glimpse there as well. That took place, the Mountain View Collegiate took place at Tucson, Arizona. Won the baseball team just over there a month ago. So the women's golf team did a good job out west once again. So that's kind of a little catch up there. And I just mentioned women's tennis has hit their losing streak. Once again, they lost TCU 4-1 over there. But man, more importantly, and of course, let's not forget about Kansas State spring football. That is still going on. I don't know. I haven't come across anything important just as yet. So with basketball being the focal point right now for K-State, right now I'm sure we'll have our thoughts. Me and Alex will have our thoughts on that. Of course, once basketball is in the rearview mirror, we will focus a little bit more on baseball and what they're going to do. But baseball on the diamond, back on the diamond tonight on the road against Wichita State, Iowa for men's basketball. And then a couple days later, you have first round activity in the NCAA tournament for K-State women's basketball. Ioka Lee, Gabby Gregory, Serena Sundell, confident Serena Sundell taking on Portland. They got to get past Portland. I know there's been a lot of talk about K-State, Iowa round three, because Iowa is the number one seed in the bracket. In the bracket section where K-State is at. So if K-State can take care of some business this week, they got to get out of this first weekend, I think. They have to. The team they have, I know Colorado's a good team. Drake's a pretty good team. So this is not going to be easy path. Nobody says it's going to be easy to get to the NCAA Final Four. This K-State team is ranked second. Got the second in the nation this year. Hit a slump. When Ioka Lee went out, everything just went out of whack for this team. So it's kind of been a what if, but it shouldn't take away from this team. And I mean, I said it on the bonus pod last night. It would suck ass if this team season were to end in your own building. This is more motivation. And K-State's been pretty good, really good at home this year. I think they only lost one game all year in Bramlage. So they had that on the line as well. They were going to go undefeated, and Iowa State came in up in there and shot the basketball well. So I don't know much about Portland. All I know is the record. So there's that for you guys there as well. But all I know is, look, take care of business on your own floor and just get to the second round there. But you cannot overlook Portland. Portland, you can't overlook these teams. And Serena Sundell, the girls, you know, hey, you got to take care of your business. Take care of Portland first, then worry about either Drake or Colorado next. So that's what's on tap. It's a playoff games now. NCAA tournament for K-State women's basketball, win or go home. And for K-State to host an NCAA tournament game is a big deal for this university. So it's huge. Gene Taylor, athletic director, that's huge for the ladies to get that. As well, they got to take advantage of it, I think, there as well. You have to take advantage, even though, yes, they're good, tough opponents, but hey, you play in the Big 12. So I said it all year long. This team can play with anybody if their head's on straight. I said those exact words last night, so we'll see what happens on Thursday. But more come on that later on in the week, hopefully, for this podcast. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Main channel. As always, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And again, our bonus channel, we'll have that bonus episode up with myself and Alex Aiden later on today ahead of the NIT, K-State, Iowa, and of course, first pitch tonight between K-State and Wichita State there as well. That's going to do it for right now on the Purple Project Podcast, episode Eddie Greer here in K-State, Missouri. Big thanks to Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. Go Cats with another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.